Thousands protested in San Francisco. Ahmed is with the Palestinian Youth Movement, one of the sponsors of the San Francisco March.
We are here today to demand that the United States ceases to fund and diplomatically shield Israel as it commits this genocide.
The official death toll is nearing 24,000, with unknown numbers of civilians lying dead under the rubble. The majority of the dead and injured are Palestinian women and children. 10-year-old Zainab attended with her family, with Palestinian children on her mind.
I don't want kids like me getting bombed and killed for like no reason in Palestine. And I want them to stop the genocide.
San Francisco healthcare workers were also out in force. Dr. Kira Levy wore her white doctor's coat pinned with a badge.
We're all wearing different badges representing colleagues that have been lost during this war.
Last Tuesday, the San Francisco Board of Supervisors voted 8-3 on a resolution calling for a sustained ceasefire, making the city the largest in the country to do so. For KPFA News in San Francisco, I'm Eileen Alfandari.